UFO reports. You can never run out of material when you are talking about UFOs, or as the government calls them, UAPs. Recently I said in a comment to a post in Facebook I thought UFOs came from all different planets and therefore you could not assign just one reason for being here to all UFOs. I also said there is some evidence which seems to indicate they are at war, which seems mostly to be a Cold War, but at times some of the crashes seem to show a tiny hole which would have let out the atmosphere in the ship. This is only my opinion and not everyone agrees with what I said, but this is the conclusion I have come to after studying UFOs for over 50 years and interviewing many UFO investigators on the subject. A UFO was seen in the sky over Devon, England. What made it strange was the fact it was extremely luminous. A man saw it outside his window and as he watched, it lit up the sky for at least 10 seconds. Could this be an indication it wanted to be seen? The man was able to take several photos of the object before it flew off. The machine had four very bright lights and they formed a triangle. An airman reported an incident he and others had while stationed at Korea. The power had gone out and the airman walked outside. What they saw they couldn't believe. They saw a very large triangle passing over the base. It made no sound. Apparently, they had seen a UFO which had shut down the base's power, as has happened a few times in the past. A lady with her daughter were driving on a road in South Carolina when they saw something which the mother thought was incredible. She spotted an object hiding in a cloud flying over their heads. As it flew, it sometimes seemed to come out of the cloud and at first looked like an aircraft flying backwards, but as it moved, the shape became more like a traditional saucer shape. As it was changing shape, the mother thought there were actually two objects. Morphing objects in the sky are not that uncommon anymore. I believe it is just another indication some civilizations coming here are more advanced than others. When UFO crashes are discovered, it can be very dangerous to get near them. A crash years ago proved deadly to the Mexican army. They had discovered a crashed UFO and put it on a truck to retrieve it. As they were piling into vehicles, they all died. The United States discovered the dead soldiers when they were going to the crash site. We also retrieved the crashed object, since we were better prepared to do so. Aliens can be breathing atmospheres which are deadly to us, or they can have certain microbes in their bodies which are not harmful to them, but deadly to us, and vice versa. One researcher stated some US recovery team members have died retrieving UFOs, but this has been kept quiet. Could this be one of the reasons aliens may not have met with us? He said one recovery in particular could have caused a pandemic which would have made COVID look like nothing. He said one secret which was kept was the fact four soldiers died from alien contact when they were working on the crash at Roswell. He also said sometimes the wreckage of a UFO is brought to a biohazard lab if it is thought to be dangerous, and that is where he believes the wreckage from the Mexican army went. A man who lives in Idaho says he thinks he knows why so many UFO sightings happen in Idaho. In 2019, Idaho had more sightings per capita than any other state. He believes this is because Idaho is downwind from our nuclear testing sites. He thinks the UFOs are monitoring the effects of the radiation on people, animals, plants, and other things. He might be right, since cattle mutilations show there is probably an interest in this. Something weird is going on in Japan. Most of us know by now the Fukushima nuclear power plant has had core meltdowns and is dumping large amounts of radiation into the water. That is not the weird thing, just dangerous. What is weird is the fact the Japanese have decided to open a UFO laboratory in Fukushima. Why would anyone want to put a lab in a dangerous place like this? Could it be the meltdown is attracting UFOs? It certainly can't just be a coincidence. The lab is in a town named Lino, in Fukushima. Preston Dennett, a famous author who has many books published on the topic of UFOs, has said, "There are many different types of extraterrestrials, greys, human-looking ETs, reptilians, tall whites, little blue beings, hairy dwarves and strange humanoids of all kinds. One well-known species are called praying mantis, or mantids, His new book talks about three encounters with praying mantis extraterrestrials. A woman went out for a jog. As she jogged, she became terrified because she had seen what she believed was a praying mantis extraterrestrial who was about 7 feet tall. The people who have seen them mostly describe them as being between 6 and 7 feet tall. Their bodies are long and thin, they have limbs with many joints and their heads are triangular and insect-like. They have large slanted eyes and small mouths and their bodies are covered with a segmented exoskeleton. Many times, the sightings of mantis men happen in a wilderness area and are not associated with a UFO. Did you ever wonder where the idea came from for the movie Clothes Encounters of the Third Kind? It came from an incident in Loveland, Texas. In 1957, residents of Loveland, Texas said they saw something in the sky which was sort of like a rocket or strange lights, and the object had interfered with their cars. When the police investigated what had happened, they came to the conclusion the cause was an electrical storm and ball lightning. No storms were in the area that night. So far, we have been told many times UFOs are not a credible threat by those who should know, and they have been around for thousands of years. On the other hand, some have harassed airplanes, while others have turned off some of our missiles and the missiles of other countries. This is just what we know about, and there could be more to the story.